I knew there was a Sampson and Josh, but I wasn't sure who was which, but it all makes sense.
It all makes sense, nice and clear. So obviously I'm Sampson.
No, don't confuse me.
I bet you don't miss doing these, back to back.
How does it go, the conversation where someone comes in and says, right, you guys need a nickname for your presenting? Is it like, do you go through a few, or is it just...
Do you know what actually helped here? Because when I first started, I started before Josh. So my name's Lee, and my co-host at the time was also a Lee. So they went, okay, well, he's already on, established. What do you usually go by? And I said, well, when I was part of a street team, they just used to call me Stampsy because my surname is Stamps. So they stuck a Y on it.
There we go.
And it's just kind of stuck, and we just don't really have the budgeting for marketing to update all the signs.
Is it still something else?
I've replaced a guy that was Josh. So I've just changed my name to be him.
You're serious?
No. My name's Josh as well. But I did replace
Josh. That'd be hilarious, wouldn't it?
Talk about dedication. You'd love to find that passion in every workplace, wouldn't you? I mean, tell you what.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, that dedication is madness. That's good.
10 years since you guys have officially first called it a day on Powder Finger. So 10 years forward, I was just going to ask, how's things? What you been up to?
Oh, just sitting around. For 10 years.
Yeah.
Looking at the telly.
Yeah.
I watched all of Westworld. That was good. Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I got up in 2015 and got a cup of coffee.
And now you're at 2020 and thinking, geez, you know what? I'll go back to sleep.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't slept the whole 5 years. It was very strong. I've been being a journalist.
Oh, wow.
For the ABC. Yeah, that's what I did from 2013 to last year.
Like, because I guess it's completely different, really, isn't it? But I guess you've still got that creative aspect.
Exactly the same as being a rock star.
Well, you get the press pass, I suppose.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you're still hanging out with them out the back.
Yeah. No, I had to go to uni and get some qualifications because they couldn't spell.
Yeah. What's it like when you rock up to uni, like one of the biggest bands of Australian history, and you're in a class and people are just like, is that John? Is that John from Powderfinger sitting next to me?
The kids don't know. I had to remind them every now and then. But what about, like, I start uni in 2006 thinking, like, I'm the king. So I'm a big-time dude.
Yeah.
And I know what the world's about because I've, like, toured the world.
Yeah.
And I think it was my first lecture.
Yeah.
And they start talking about a whole other world of intellect, and I just thought, I don't know anything. My God, I've been living in a little bubble, and I'm dumb as No, I was a mature age student. You know what they're like, right?
Yeah.
Sit at the front of the class, ask the questions.
Yeah.
Annoying. Yeah.
I was always late to lunch because of you. You know, you always had to say something at the end of the lecture, just in case.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. And, you know, like, I'm the only one with a car. All that stuff. So.
Talk to us. I mean, did you think this was ever going to happen?
Yeah.
Was it always something that was going to happen eventually? Because obviously people were asking for it pretty much the day that you broke, like, well, you called it quits.
The fans never left.
You know what I mean?
Well, when we got together in 1991, we planned out a 20-year career.
Yes.
And then in that plan, we wrote 2020. album of rarities released.
Yeah.
But yeah, we planned it 30 years ago.
Yeah, and that is PR at its best,
isn't
it?
That?
You know, that is...
No.
Yeah, it's all managed. That's... And we even planned what personalities each of us would have.
Yeah.
All that sort of stuff.
That's some Russian Cold War planning, you know? That is
absolutely. This is Powderfinger, mate. You know? I mean, we planned to have hits at certain times.
Yeah.
We planned the pandemic, everything.
Yeah. The 20th anniversary of Odyssey number 5, timely as well. But I've been looking back at old Powderfinger pics. Have you been doing a bit of the scroll through to the early days and reminiscing about, God, what they made you wear and how they made you stand and the things that you did for publicity on the early days?
No, I haven't been.
No.
Just me then, okay.
So what's the question? What about, do you think you look stupid back in the day? Probably a little bit. What about, do you think you sounded like an idiot? Yes, very much so. Oh. Like some 19, 20-year-old twit just thinking they're like hot shit, you know?
Yeah.
What a dork. Hasn't changed.
So you've gone through, you're like, don't worry, can't be bothered actually recording a new song. Let's just go back and find the old ones. Is that what happened?
Well, no, because JC, our bass player, always had this idea to do an album like this. He was always saying, look, oh, there's all these songs left over. We've got to get the best ones, blah, blah.
We met up
about a year ago and went, let's try and find these songs. And a lot of them were on like dodgy recordings and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And we found them. And to tell you the truth, I reckon I remember, I think there's about 10 songs on the new album. And I remember recording about two of them. I can't remember even writing or recording about eight of them. This is so good because I'm like listening to a different band altogether.
So do you not remember them because you were just like it was a big night, or you just
don't highly regard them?
Oh, both of those, but also like I just thought about myself more than anything else.
Right.
On my drum kit, I had mirrors. And I just would sort of obsess.
Well, if I looked that good, I'd probably do the same, you know? Like, let's be honest.
Yeah, right.
I mean, God Instagram wasn't around when you were there. I mean, save some for the rest of us, Josh, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm guessing you're not on TikTok then, is that right?
I don't even know what that is. I'm not even on Facebook.
This has been probably the highlight for 2020, speaking with John from Powderfinger, because I came in not knowing what to expect, and I'm leaving still not knowing what I'm
confused.
Confused.
Does he like us? Does he hate us? You know,
confused with yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Brilliant.
Mate.
You know, I'll tell you something. You guys need to go and have a good hard look at yourselves. Some mirrors. In the studio. It works. I'll tell you what. You do whatever you want. You forget it all. Yeah. 10 years down the track, it'll all come back and it'll be epic.
Wise words from John.
I love that.
From Dad.
It sounds more like anxiety to me, to be honest. It sounds like, oh, shit. I remember that time I was on the phone to John and he said all those things.
I mean, I could take a good hard look at myself. Oh, mate, we better let you go because you do actually have other interviews, even though we look forward to chatting to you again soon and more life wisdom words from you. Congratulations on the new single.
Thanks a lot. You guys enjoy it, and good luck with the rest of Stampy and Josh.
Appreciate
awesome.
It.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, John.